From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. If you want to live to be 100 years old, here are a few tips. Eat right, don't smoke, and as they say, pick your parents carefully. Your genetic makeup is critical in determining how long you'll live. Scientists have long assumed that a lot of genes are involved. Now researchers at Harvard have found evidence that longevity is determined by only a few genes. NPR's Joanne Solberner has this report.
Only 1 in 10,000 Americans will reach the century mark. Lillian Kolisch has done it.
I'm 100 years old and 5 months. I'm in the second 100.
Her explanation for how she's lived so long?
Clean living. No smoking, no drinking.
Kolisch lives in a nursing home in Los Angeles. Her baby brother lives about 100 miles away.
My name is Abraham Lazar, 92 plus.
He's got his own approach to living a long time.
I eat anything I want to eat. I do anything I want to do. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't use drugs.
Kolisch and Lazar had 6 siblings, one of whom died last year, the day after his 106th birthday. They're one of many centenarian families that Harvard University researchers think may reveal what it takes to live 2 decades longer than the average person. Dr. Thomas Pearls is one of the researchers.
There's a tremendous amount of what we call selection going on, where most of the people who have genes that predispose to various diseases associated with aging die out of the population, leaving behind this very select survival cohort of people.
People presumably with something in their genes that helps them live longer. Pearls and his colleagues analyzed the genes of Kolisch and Lazar and members of 136 similar families, primarily of European descent.
We looked for any regions of the chromosomes or of DNA that all these individuals had in common. And out popped this region on chromosome 4 that we had about a 1 chance in 20 that this would have just occurred by chance. And so we think that the odds are pretty good, actually, that there is a gene within this region on chromosome 4 that is playing a very important role in the ability to get to exceptional old age.
Pearl says a few other chromosomes also had promising areas. He and his colleagues detail their findings in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Abraham Lazar, the 92-year-old baby brother, says the reason he's lived so long is not just because of how he lives, it's also because of something he was born with, his genetic heritage.
Harvard Medical School says that it was. I think they're right.
Others are waiting for more research. Stephen Osted of the University of Idaho says it's not clear yet what the Harvard researchers have found.
This could be a gene that is associated with a long life in people from the northeastern U.S. who were born around the turn of the 20th century. Or, more hopefully, it could be a gene that generally is associated with long life in other groups of extremely long life people, in which case it would be a much more fascinating finding.
But even then, the longevity gene or genes may not always work, he says.
In a lot of animals, virtually all the genes are very specific to the environment that you're talking about. A gene that confers long life in a cold environment might actually confer short life in a warm environment.
Tom Pearls is working to understand just what he's discovered and the biochemical pathways these genes use to help people live longer.
If we understand those pathways, we may be able to develop drugs that would mimic what the genes do and allow people who aren't going to be centenarians to be more centenarian-like with a medication.
Abraham Lazar says whatever his genetic heritage, keeping busy is important too. He's a volunteer bringing animals and musical entertainment to people in nursing homes.
That keeps me going. You see, it's very rewarding that I see people in a nursing home getting up and moving around where some people just lay back and don't do anything.
Meanwhile, Harvard researchers are taking a closer look at Lazar's 4th chromosome and searching for more centenarian families to study. Joanne Solberner, NPR News, Washington.